All right, joining us now in Talk Sport, Ian Poulter. Ian, let me ask you something. It seems like when your team needs you the most, you're able to reach down and produce. Can you give me a couple of factors in your makeup that allow you to do that?
Just never give in. I mean, that's something that I've had, and it's been instilled in me that, you know, funny things at funny times can just happen if you stay positive, you keep that fresh mindset, and you think you can hold certain shots, putts, chips. And that's what happened at 15, just at the right time. You know, we got off to a good start. I made a couple of birdies early on, and then obviously, you know, Rory took over. But out of the blue, it wasn't looking like, you know, we was going to get anything out of that match. We was one down. Ricky hits an unbelievable shot out of the rough to probably 5 feet, and yeah, I'm short right at the green. So there was no other place that I had to hit that ball apart from in the hole, and it was nice to do it with a good crowd and, you know, just try and get some energy going and try and, you know, scrape anything out of that match.
And your first Ryder Cup was 93 at the Belfry when you were a spectator. Did you ever dream that someday you'd be in this position?
Well, five Ryder Cups, I don't know. I mean, 93 seems like such a long time ago, you know, from eating canned food in a tent to playing a number of matches. So they obviously are dreams. Dreams do come true if you want to follow them and work hard. And that's certainly what's happened.
Thanks, Ian.
Pleasure.